And there are all these jokes about being Mexican and I'm not fluent in Spanish. And I was at a show and I mentioned that one time to this lady. That's like a big insult in the Latino cultures. If you're not fluent, you're fluent in Spanish? But if you don't, huh, they get mad at you. And this lady said, oh, you're a sellout. You're not a real Mexican. I said, oh, yeah, here's how Mexican I am. My youngest son, when he was born, he was already an uncle. You don't get any more beaner than that right there. Okay. People get nervous when you joke about race, act like race is the biggest problem in America. I think that's the media. The media wants to divide us. I travel around the country, go to rooms of all different colored people, and we all laugh together. The media does a really good job acting like we can't get along. We have problems, but our problems are nothing compared to other parts of the world where they hate each other so much, they'll put a bomb on their own body to kill themselves and their enemies over ethnic and religious differences. You'll never see that in America. You'll never see a redneck get on a bus in Oakland, California and go, in the name of the KKK. All right, white man, don't cross your arms on that joke right there. All right. Have a real mixed family. I got a black brother-in-law, Jewish brother-in-law, Puerto Rican sister-in-law. My wife's Puerto Rican, you know. But not all the combinations work out perfectly, you know. My nephew's Mexican and Jewish. He wants to get a car, but he's not sure if he should steal it or buy it wholesale. He plays soccer, man. He goes to an inner city school in California. He's the only player. I go to one game because his dad is sick, so I go to the game with him. The uncle will be there with you. Two soccer teams. He's the only kid on the field that is not 100% Mexican. And he's getting ready to go in the game, and he's stretching. And I try to make him laugh and relax. I go up to the fence, and I yell, Jew can do it. One of the parents sitting behind me goes, yes, you can. I don't speak Spanish, like I said. I'm still proud of my culture. Nothing wrong. Everybody should be proud of their own culture. There's nothing wrong with having some tribal pride, all right? I have those moments where it just burst out of me. Like, for my birthday last year, my sister gave me a card to Starbucks. I don't even drink coffee that much. But I went, and nobody in Starbucks, and there was a long line. Nobody was ordering coffee. Everybody was ordering fancy drinks. And I felt so out of place. And the lady right in front of me, when it was her turn, she ordered a soy vanilla latte. Now it's my turn to order, and I'm looking at the menu, and I'm nervous, and I saw they had a spicy mocha. So I was like, let me get a soy spicy mocha. Then when they called my drink at the end of the coffee bar, the girl was like, soy spicy mocha, and I had a burst of Latino pride, and I was like, soy Mexicano. If you're not laughing, you didn't pay attention in Spanish class.